Welcome to the GetRealWealth.com radio show, where wealth means a lot more than just building a second stream of income with real estate. Listen and learn how 90% of the millionaires in the world use real estate to create a life that most people only dream about. A life that includes good health, family, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Now, here's your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, where, as always, we're here working on improving our financial IQ. And this is really a show for people who, like me, I think just want more out of life. They want to live life to the max. Or for people who have worked long periods of time, 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and they're still not in the financial position they want to be in, and they're willing to do something about it. Our focus is real estate on this show, but you'll notice that we also have shows on fitness. We talk about relationships. We talk about nutrition, all the parts of a balanced life. Because as the intro says, wealth is a lot more than money. And a lot of people who have a lot of money are miserable. I know quite a few of them. The most shocking to me was learning about a guy who had made $815 million. He left it behind when he blew his head off. And it brings up the point that without balance in the other arenas, money is not going to help. But if you maintain balance, it's definitely more fun to be rich than it is to be poor. So while money doesn't bring or buy happiness, it's definitely more fun. There's no doubt of that. I guess I better hit this major point. If you're an insecure, jealous, angry all the time person, if you make $1 million, you know what you'll be? An insecure, jealous, angry all the time person. It's not going to change. But if you're a good person, you're happy no matter what you make. I didn't say satisfied, happy. Give yourself a lot of money, give yourself $1 million, and you can do incredible things with it. You can spend more time with your family. You can romance your spouse more often. You can have more time for fitness, more time for travel, and again, all the other parts of a balanced life. So this show is designed to give you the kind of a foundation for building wealth and a balanced life at the same time. So today what I want to talk about is a concept that was originally brought up by Stephen Covey in the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People about the map that we're all using for our lives. And I've, of course, modified this tremendously to fit this show. But if you want to study this, read the chapter on Habit 1, which is Be Proactive. In it, he talks about what would happen if you went to, I think he uses Chicago, we'll use Houston, and you went to the map store and you bought a map of Houston. But through an error at the printing company, the map labeled Houston was actually a map of Dallas. You could work hard. You could take courses on map reading. You could work long, you know, work 70 hours a week, 80 hours a week on that map. But the problem is that no matter how much work you do, no matter how educated you get in map reading, all you could hope to do is get to the wrong place faster. So let's think about the map that we're all given for getting wealthy. From the time we're old enough to walk, we're taught that the path to peace, joy, love, wealth, health, happiness is to work real hard in high school, get yourself a scholarship to college, or pay for college, or take out loans for college, and get a degree in a high-paying field. Now let's take a moment to deal with that particular comment. Did they tell you to find a job that you love and makes you happy? No, they didn't. Think back. They didn't. What they told you was to get benefits, 401ks, insurance, and as much pay as you can possibly get. And that is the focus. And their belief was, as I described earlier, that money, if you're making a lot of money, you'll be happy. But that's not true, is it? How many of you are in jobs that you're not happy about? You don't agree with the corporate mission. You don't agree with the management. You may not even trust your company, let alone the products that they sell. But again, there's the map that we're given. Work real hard in high school, go to college, get a high-paying job with lots of benefits. Then they tell you to work for 45 years, scrimping, saving, throwing money in an IRA or a 401k. And then retire at 65, 70. And then you can enjoy your life. That's the map we're given. But what does every one of you, I hope, know about that map? It's the wrong map. It doesn't work. 95% of Americans are failing to retire by age 65. 95%. That doesn't mean they're not retiring. A lot of them are just giving up, and they become a burden on the government or on their children. When we come back, we'll talk about a different map, a map that the millionaires teach their kids, that the poor and middle class don't. Not because they don't want to, but because they can't. All right, this is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Phone lines are open at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. You're listening to AM 700, The Voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, where today we're talking about the map that we're given and the fact that it's extremely ineffective. Before I proceed into the map that the rich teach their kids, I want to address this point because it sounds like, if I'm not careful,
that I'm putting down the poor and the middle class. Like I'm saying, oh, they don't teach their kids this stuff. It's not that they don't want to. It's that they can't. My parents loved, respected me. I never felt that I wasn't loved. But they gave me financial advice as I was growing up. But they were always broke. So was that good financial advice? No. It was poor and unqualified. Poor and unqualified. Then you say, well, I went to high school. My high school teachers taught me that path. Well, you have to ask yourself this question. Were your high school teachers multimillionaire entrepreneurs? No, they were struggling just like your parents were. Say, well, wait a minute. I went to college. Do you know that when I was at Texas A&M, I audited a class with a girlfriend where a professor came in, complained about his car note, his house note, his pay, started complaining about his wife, and then proceeded to teach 150 kids economics. What you have to do, and it is painful, is admit that all of your beliefs about money have come from people unqualified to give them to you. It's painful because it makes you feel dumb. If your parents were always broke, why did you listen to them? If your high school teachers were complaining, like mine were, about money all the time, why would you listen to them about money? Or college professors? Think about this. Some of you took it a step further and hired a financial planner to help you build wealth. The average financial planner in the United States makes 65 grand a year. And you went to them to learn how to get rich, to learn how to retire? What in the world were you thinking? See, there's a problem out there. It's a thing called a title. And people have a certain respect for titles. You think financial planner. They must know everything about finance. No, they've just passed a course and they got a title. Remember this joke. What do you call the kid with the lowest passing grade from medical school? The lowest passing grade from medical school. What do you call him? Doctor. You don't know what their grades were. They could be the worst student in the class. And they're your doctor because they're called a doctor. See, titles mean nothing. Nothing. How about this one? Do you remember being told this? Respect your mother and father. Honor thy mother and father. What if your dad was Adolf Hitler? See, that's not a good rule. It's a bad rule. See, when you stop and think about all the titles out there, most of them mean, I think they all mean nothing. I would rather have someone with a PhD in results on my team. I want somebody with results. I don't want a doggone title. I don't care what your title is. Whoop-dee-doo. What results have you generated? What have you done? So, poor and the middle class, this is what should happen, this is what happened with my father. My father pulled me aside and he goes, Steve, I'm glad that you're investing in real estate because what I did didn't work. That empowered me. It made me double my efforts. It inspired me because he was willing to admit that his business model didn't work. So every poor and middle class person out there should look at their kids and go, sweetheart, I ain't got no idea. But no, what do we do? Get upstairs and study so you can be just like me. But you complain about money, you can't buy me a video game, blah, blah, blah. Study so you can be just like me. Doesn't make any sense, does it? Where do you think a lot of teenage rebellion comes from? That right there. Kids are smart. They see you come home from work after an hour commute through traffic hell, complaining about your job, complaining about your income, and then you look at them and tell them to go upstairs and study so they can be just like you. And you don't understand why they rebel? Oh, it's hormones. No, it's not. It's because they're smart. And they know that their future is the same as yours if they do what you do. Now, let's talk about success for a moment, please. With all the negativity of the last two segments, I want to say something positive. Did you know that you're 100% successful at every single thing that you do? 100%. Think about it. Were you told to graduate high school? Yeah, you were told that was important. Did you do it? Yep, success. Then some of you got even more academic success by going to college and getting a degree. If you've got a degree, a master's, a doctorate, you're a success. You're successful. How many of you were told to buy a big house? And you did it. How many of you were told to drive fancy cars? And you're doing it. How many of you were told to dress a certain way, to wear a certain watch, to shoes make the man, so you buy expensive shoes? You're a success. But what people do naturally is what I just described. You go, well, okay, Steve, I'm successful at all these things, but it hadn't given me what? The results that I want. Is it not possible that you're out there successful at ineffective things like cars, houses, clothes, watches, jobs? That's exactly what's happening. But if I had been your dad, I want you to go back to age 8. At age 8, as I did with my son, I would have handed you a book called The Richest Man in Babylon. And it was delivered with this message: son, daughter, the reason I'm wealthy is because of the principles in this book. You must learn them and master them if you wish to be financially successful as well. What kid's not going to read that? My son read it. By the way, my son has read or listened to it in audio form over 100 times. He actually teaches a class on that book. When he was 16, or thereabout, I gave him Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. and explained, "This is the next phase in your financial learning." He read that. Again, pretend like I'm your dad and I've just done that for you. Then between age 8 and 16, every time I talked about money, I talked about passive income, second stream of income, need a second stream of income. I just beat it into his head. How many of you were told to build a second stream of income from the time you were 8 years old? Very few. Do you know what you would have right now if you had been told at age 8 to have a second stream of income? You'd have a second stream of income. I guarantee it, because you are successful. We'll talk more about it after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Do you dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with the family? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? Would you like to travel more? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking about the really Stephen Covey's map to success, and how in reality 95% of Americans have the wrong map, and it hasn't worked for generations, but we just keep passing it on over and over and over again, because again, the poor and the middle class want to teach their kids the right things to do financially, but they can't. Because they don't know. They're not getting out there. They're not reading. They're not studying. They're not taking courses on building wealth. Money is a subject. You have to understand it. And I hope this show is helping a little bit. But anyway, the bottom line is, from our last segment, titles mean nothing. It's results. And the reason people don't feel successful is because they're not getting the results they want. But I urge you and encourage you to give yourself credit. You successfully did what you were told to do. It just couldn't work. That's not your fault. See, everybody, and I'm all about personal responsibility. I believe everything is my fault. Everything. If I get rear-ended at a stoplight, that's my fault. I should have left home 5 minutes later. But there is a limit to that. And we're talking about it right now. If you blame yourself, and you say, "I'm lazy," so you go get a second job or start working 60 hours a week. You say you're not smart enough, so you go get another degree. Or you say it's your attitude and you start working on your motivation and being proactive and all those things. The problem, as we mentioned earlier, is all those things can do is get you to the wrong place faster, because the problem is not with you. The problem is with the map. The people that taught us how to succeed in life were not successful. They couldn't teach you. How many of you have a multimillionaire on your team? Then how in the heck do you think you're going to learn this material? You're just going to figure it out, trial and error, over 45 years. You'll be 65 before you figure it out. And I'm warning you,
Getting old sucks. And you know what your reward is for getting old? You die. Get a multimillionaire on your team. There are many of them out there that sell products, sell services, that literally teach you how to get wealthy. They're doing it. You know, there's no secret to this. Nothing I share with you is secret or new, but you got to pick one. Now, my request is you give our company a shot, but you may not like the way I talk. You may not like my sarcasm, whatever. I don't care. Then pick one of the other guys in town and get a multimillionaire on your team that has the right map. And I really gave you the map, so I want to finish the story of Trevor, my son. Because I beat it into his head that he was supposed to have a second stream of income, he graduated from college with 11 rent houses and $4,000 a month in passive or second stream of income. And his bills were less than $3,000 a month. So technically he was retired by the time he graduated college. Think about that. Now, this is a brilliant kid. Don't get me wrong. But do you think you're not brilliant too? This is a hardworking kid. Do you think you're not hardworking? No. You're just as brilliant, just as hardworking. He just had the right map. You've got to get that map. And the easiest, quickest way is to take one of these gurus' courses. And I know I hate the word guru for myself, but I do have people that call me that. And it makes me very uncomfortable. But you got to find a little guru. And here's how I define a guru. It's someone who succeeded at something, but prefers teaching to that something. The example I'll give you is myself. I don't like real estate. Now let that sink in for a moment. But where do I put every dime I have to invest? In real estate. See, I love to teach. That's my thing. When a person comes to me and says, Steve, you're the one who got me off my butt. I now have 13 houses. Or Steve, you're the one that inspired me. Now I have 4,000 apartment units. There is no greater thrill in my life than having someone say that to me. I even had a woman tell me that because I taught her husband how to buy a small apartment complex, it saved him from suicide because he had bought the gun, he had written his goodbye note, and it was hidden, and she found it. But she has said, there's no risk of him doing that now. The guy sings in the shower, we make love again. He's a totally different person now that he owns his own life. So there's nothing to me more rewarding than that. But for some people, they do love real estate. Robert Martinez, guy is, he gets slobberingly excited when he gets his hands on a deal. That's his thing. Amy, Kaylee, Brant, all these guys and gals, that's their thing. That's who I give my money to. I let them go run the real estate because that's their passion. And then I spend my time teaching. So that's my definition of what a guru is. And there are false gurus, of course, as within any industry, but they're pegged pretty easily now because of the internet. There's some good people out there. So if you're not sold on me, working with me, pick somebody else and get out there. Get them on your team. learn this material, and then start doing it. Because I guarantee you, you will succeed because you've already been succeeding just at ineffective things. Okay, let's get these phone lines open and we'll start answering some email questions for the rest of the show. The phone lines are open at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or you're welcome to email me. It's asksteve@getrealwealth.com, asksteve@getrealwealth.com. Remember, if you feel like you've got a stupid question, use a fake name if you're calling in, or put anonymous in the subject line of the email, and I won't even use your name. But there are no stupid questions, I promise you. Remember, I started 27-year-old, bad credit, no money. I was a complete financial idiot. I've asked every question there is, including the dumb ones. So I don't consider any of them dumb if you need to know it. So give me a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me at asksteve@getrealwealth.com. asksteve@getrealwealth.com. All right, this first question is from Mike all the way in Colorado. First time transitioning from an old tenant to a new. Okay, I'm going to tell you a strategy that I've used that it doesn't always work though, because a lot of times tenants can't move out a week early. But what I try to do is get them out as quickly as possible. In other words, if they give me 30 days notice, I try to get them to leave a week in advance. And that gives me a week to freshen up the property and get it released. The other thing I do is in my lease, I have permission to show the property during that 30-day period with 48 hours notice. So in most cases, Mike, I've got at least before they even move out. So make sure that's in your lease and then try to get them out early. Get your make-ready people ready in advance. Give them a week's notice, 2 weeks notice, so they're free the day they move out. Your make-ready crew's in there, completes the rehab, and get it released. Okay, this is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. For reservations, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, where the phone lines are open for your questions right now. Please join me. Don't be shy. Don't feel like your questions are stupid. There may be something holding you back. A fear, maybe. If you have a fear about investing in real estate, definitely give me a call and share with me what that is, and I'll show you how to get past it. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Let's go straight to the phone lines where Mark has called in from Spring, Texas. Mark, thank you so much for calling in. How are you today?
I'm well, thanks.
How can I help?
I recently turned 59 and a half. I've got about $180,000 in a self-directed IRA from a previous job. I'm currently working and pumping money into the 401k, but I'm looking at putting that IRA money into property, Okay. And a little fearful about, you know, stepping out that way, but it makes a lot of sense to me in listening to listening to the show.
Well, yeah, that's it. I like the idea. I don't. Well, Mark, you didn't ask this, but I'm going to throw something out there. I don't like the idea of you putting more money into a 401k or IRA that's difficult to get to, especially the 401k if you're still with that company. It's very difficult to get that money, control of that money, and go invest it in something that's substantial. Remember this rule. IRAs and 401ks only save you taxes if you fail financially. Meaning, if you succeed and you retire with high income, you're in the same tax bracket. You didn't save any money and you lost control of that money for a long period of time. If you retire with low income, which I'm not sure that's your goal, Mark, you retire with low income.
Not according to my wife.
I like her. The goal is to retire with high income. So the IRA and 401k don't save you any money. But yeah, the idea of, we do that all the time. Our members and students use their IRAs. They even are moving their 401ks into a thing called a 401 trust that they can invest with in real estate with.
Okay. So I guess that's avoid. So if I pull the money out now, of course, I tack that onto my current income. But is that trust that I'm putting it in? Or
yeah, what you should do, Mark, I believe. Now, I would want to sit down with you, but I believe what you would do based off of the information you've given me is roll that IRA into a 401 trust. The reason is that an IRA gets hit with unrelated business income tax when you pull it out, and the 401 trust does not. So it saves a lot of taxes. The other thing, Mark, is you might consider, like you just said, pull it out and pay the taxes. I don't think you should do that. I think you should leave it in the IRA and let the IRA own the real estate. You can do a thing called a disproportionate allocation. So let's say you get into a deal that's 100 grand. You say, I'm going to put up 100 grand. Do 5 grand of your own money and 95 grand out of the IRA. But using a disproportionate allocation, you can send 95% of the profit to the 5,000 and 5% of the profit to the 95,000. That way you're getting the cash flow, Mark.
Oh, that sounds good. Better than the tax option.
Yeah, I don't like the rip the bandage off strategy.
Yeah. All right. Well, it sounds like I need to sit down and talk to somebody.
Yeah, come to our, in my intro workshop, we address this two different times in two different ways. So that'd be the first thing to do is come to our free sample class. Okay. And go from there, Mark.
Very good.
All right, thank you very much. Take care. Yeah, anybody that wants to see that free sample class, just go to gettotalwealth.com, gettotalwealth.com, upper right-hand corner, click the free class, you can make a reservation there. And I teach, I guess about 70% of those. My son teaches the other 30%. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me at asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Let's go to this next email question. This is from GP Atlanta. I can't believe how many states are listening to this station. Let's see. How can I find a lease renewal, rental increase, new lease kind of letter templates to modify to provide to my tenant? Please advise. Okay, don't do a lease renewal, GP. Just sign a completely new lease. Always do that. There is, I think there's a one page or two page renewal. I don't like that. I always sign a complete, I think it's 16 pages, a complete new lease at the end of any lease. Now, the reason I do this, GP, is because it allows me to go over the requirements of leasing my house. You say, well, they're a good tenant, they always pay on time. Yeah, but it's best to go over the entire lease with them again. Rent is due on the 1st, late on the 2nd. I start late fees and the eviction on the 4th. Do you understand that? Yes, make them sign it. $50 trip charge if you call me for something stupid. Sign it. $250 deductible on any repair. You understand that? Yes, sign it. And just beat the daylights out of them again before you let them lease the property for another 12 months. So again, GP, just use the same lease that you used last year, a new one, of course, with the new rental rate. Because I think you say in here somewhere that you're raising the rent. Yeah. Okay, GP, thanks for listening. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me at asksteve@getrealwealth.com, asksteve@getotalwealth.com. Get Real Wealth will get to me too. I'm just having trouble with the name change. GetTotalWealth.com, asksteve@GetTotalWealth.com. And remember, if you'll write down that email, you can use it any time, not just during the show. I get more emails after the show than I do during the show. Okay, let's see. What's the next question? Oh, hit the wrong one. Oh, this is a loaded pandemic question from Blake. It's a question about, yeah, this, you're finding what we're finding, Blake. Even in the big universities that shut down, the rental rate and occupancy rate have not changed dramatically. It's changed minorly. So, yeah, your data is accurate. In our regular apartments that are not with a major university, rent and collections have actually gone up. But yeah, the universities, it's a risk. If there's another pandemic, then you're going to get hit again. So I would not have my entire portfolio in a college town. Never. Would I buy a portion of it, 20 or 30% of my portfolio in a college town? Certainly. But I wouldn't let it dominate. Okay, next. Well, he goes on to talk about Section 8 housing. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Section 8 housing. I believe that Section 8 housing has a good mission. Do I believe it's Section 8 housing is effective at that mission? I do not. I never let more than 10% of my tenants in any complex be Section 8. The reason is, you know how they claim guaranteed payment, guaranteed payment. If the government comes in and they see a broken window on one of your units, even if your tenant broke it themselves, they're not going to pay you the rent that month. If the tenant complains there's a broken window, they're not going to pay you that month. At one time I had over 40 units of Section 8 housing. 1 month I didn't get paid on 16 units. In all cases, the damage was caused by the tenant. But they don't care. So I'm not a big fan of Section 8 housing. Okay, Blake, I hope that helps. Everybody, have a great rest of your day, and thank you for listening. Take care.
This This has been the GetRealWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about the mentoring and consulting at Real Wealth Academy, visit GetRealWealth.com and attend one of our free introductory workshops on real estate investing. That's GetRealWealth.com. Thanks for listening and have a great rest of your day. Yeah.